A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Make friends for yourselves through your use of this world's goods, so that when they fail you, a lasting reception will be yours. If you trust a man in little things, you can also trust him in greater. While anyone unjust in a slight manner is also unjust in greater. If you cannot be trusted with elusive wealth, who will trust you with lasting? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's money, who will give you what is your own? No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or be attentive to the one and despise the other. You cannot give yourself to God and money." The Pharisees, who were avaricious men, heard all these things and began to deride him. And he said to them, "You justify yourselves in the eyes of men, but God reads your hearts. What man thinks important, God holds in contempt." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So here we have this great reading today from the Gospel. And Jesus basically says, if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's money, who will give you what is your own? And again, this is what it really means to be Catholic. If you cannot be trustworthy as a Catholic, how can you have the kingdom? How can you enter into the kingdom? No servant can serve two masters. You will hate the one above the other, or be attentive to one and despise the other. Same thing here. With this gift of the divine will, it is to say to God, "I want what you want. May your kingdom come and reign in me on earth as the saints now possess the kingdom of heaven." And so what Jesus is looking at is, he's looking at us and he's saying, don't justify yourself just because you're Catholic. Don't justify yourself because you pray. He says, what I'm asking is, I'm asking more than that. And that's what a Catholic is. A Catholic is the one who really begins to live, or wants to live the life of Jesus, the life of Mary. Not just know about Jesus, not just know about the Blessed Mother, but to begin to live that life. This is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. To begin to live the life of Jesus. Okay, and again, a lot of people will say that's you know, foolishness. Who can live the life of Jesus? It's very simple. Those that die to themselves. Those that don't want the human. Those that want the divine. God gives it to them. Remember, God gives everybody what they want. He gave the devil hell, because that's what the devil wanted. You know, he looks at us and he says, "What do you want? I have to give you what you want." This is why there's division in our families, in our nation, even in the church. There's divisions because God says, I came for division. He says, "You think I came for peace?" He says, "No, I came for division." God wants to know what people really and truly want. So today, we are standing in the breach as Moses did. Moses stood in the breach for the Israelites. We stand in the breach for all of the children of God. And we say, Lord, as Jesus says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Most of the world is hypnotized by television, by radio, by newspaper, by magazines. Hypnotized. The hypnotic eye of death is what St. Elizabeth at Sea talked about. She says there will be a black tabernacle in every house. This black tabernacle, you know, as we know, is the television. And there's nothing good on it. You might have a few good shows, but like our EWTN. But what's there is to live a life without Jesus, to laugh, to be happy without Jesus. See, our life is much different than what the television test says, what you know, mainstream media tells us to do. What we want is we want the life of Jesus. We want the life of Mary. And God knows that. So what God is doing for us is he's giving us the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies, and that is the Wisdom Sincretta and the Divine Will. He's saying to us, "I'm going to give you something that I wanted to teach Adam, But Adam failed. Adam sinned. So I couldn't teach it to him. So now, he says, I've chosen the Lisa, a newborn, a human, born of original sin, to be the newborn, to be the firstborn in the divine will. And then all of my children will begin to live this abundant life. To be like Jesus. To be like Mary, the new man and the new Eve. See, and on Holy Saturday night, we say, oh, happy fall of Adam. Well, what's so happy about this? You know, why, how come we're celebrating on Easter Sunday night, oh, happy fall of Adam? It's because God's going to give us more than anybody gave to Adam. Adam did not have Jesus as his Adam. He did not have Mary as his Eve. God has given us more. So what God is looking, he's looking at us and he's saying, would you stand in the breach as Moses stood in the breach for your family, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, your parishioners? Would you stand in the breach of the world? And he says, because the world, they live in their human will so strong that I can't be there. Would you get out of my way? The little children of the Holy Divine Will, would you get out of the way so I can be here? So that you stand in their place. So when we pray, like even a Holy Mass, see, all of us represent all of mankind. And what we want to do at a Holy Mass is say to Jesus, you know, come, Lord Jesus, come and save us. You have redeemed us, now we want you to sanctify. This is what the divine will is. It's this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that God has planned. And what he's going to do is he's going to just use a few. Remember, Our Lady says, a few faithful will save the men. God wants to use us for all of mankind. So he's asking us, he's pleading with us, would you stand in the breach? Would you stand in the name of everyone and everything? Not only for your family, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, your parishioners, but stand in the name of every human being, every child that doesn't conceive. I mean, think about that. In Volume 36, Louisa says, Jesus, may every child that is born into the light, may they be baptized Catholics. And Jesus says, it is accomplished. How can that be accomplished? Because Jesus wants it. Now what he says to us is, and through Father Lucci, we hear that Aunt Rosaria, who took care of Lisa, her desire was to baptize every child conceived, so that every child that's ever been conceived and didn't and wasn't born, that they also can be baptized. And I think this is what God's got planned is going to astonish the world. What God has planned, He loves us so much. That he's asking us, in a little trouble of the Holy Divine Will, would you stand in the breach for everyone and for everything, so that God can accomplish what he has planned. So we look at our life, and all we give is our fiat. We say, yes, Lord, let it be done as you say. Yes, Lord. And that's what Jesus says here. You justify yourself in the eyes of men, he says to the Pharisees. But God reads your hearts. God reads our hearts. He knows us. He has chosen us. He has predestined us to live at this time. Why? He says, what I have planned is going to astonish the world. What I have planned is to open the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And this prayer for 2,000 years, may your kingdom come and your will be done, is about to happen. So in our life, we begin to live heaven on earth. We begin to be peaceful, joyful, and happy in all situations. We begin to say to God, let it be done as you say. We enter into this communion with God. Jesus says the whole reason for the holy sacrifice of the Mass is to prepare us for a perennial communion with God. Right now we go to communion and Jesus is with us in the Holy of Holies of our soul for at least 15 minutes. Where we are in communion with God, the most important time of the day, adoring Him and loving Him and praising Him and thanking Him and blessing Him and worshiping Him. And now Jesus says, I'm going to bring about the perennial communion like Adam had. to walk and talk with God in the cool of the evening. It's a communion that will never end. So he says to us, do you want to begin this now? Do you want to begin this communion with me now? And when we say yes, Lord, then he says, prove it to me. How do you prove it to Jesus? By being peaceful, joyful, and happy. How do you become peaceful, joyful, and happy? He says, through the book of heaven. He says, it's the only book that will transform a soul. He says, there are many, many books. But this book, he says to him, he says, me. This book is me. When we read it, Jesus touches our minds, our hearts, our souls. Jesus begins to reveal to us the treasures, the secrets of heaven. You know, again, the pivotal point in the whole book is 517, May 4th, 1925. Jesus says to Louisa, to you, Louisa, you will receive the truths of the Holy Spirit, the secrets of the Holy Spirit that you will give to the world. See, it has to be a human. Adam was a human. He wasn't the Son of God. He wasn't the Mother of God. But when he fell, it took the Son of God, Mother of God, to come to earth to redeem mankind. And they didn't co-redeem with Christ. Now, Jesus says, now I'm going to bring you back to where we were before the fall. It's going to look as if Adam never sinned. That's what Jesus tells me. What does that mean for us? If Adam never sinned, it's going to look as if we never sinned. It's so powerful what God is going to bring about. It's a new beginning for mankind. A new beginning is coming. And he's asking us, we're nothing, we're nobody. He's asking us to help him bring this about. So this is why the last one is so important. What man thinks important, God holds in contempt. What mankind wants, God says it's not. What God wants is what we are supposed to want. That the kingdom of God be established in us on earth as the saints possess it in heaven. So let us pray. Please stand. We present all our petitions before Heavenly Father.